This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli airstrikes pounded the southern Gaza city of Rafah Saturday after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered his military to prepare a plan to evacuate civilians from the southern border city ahead of an expected ground invasion. The Associated Press, citing health officials and eyewitnesses, reported 28 people were killed when airstrikes hit several homes in the Rafah area Saturday. The AP said that dead included 10 children. Netanyahu's office said Friday the military was ordered to develop a plan to evacuate civilians in Rafah and destroy four Hamas battalions it said was deployed there. The statement did not say when Netanyahu wanted the plan implemented or where he thought the more than 1.4 million Palestinians could evacuate to. As the United Nations have said repeatedly, there is nowhere in Gaza that is safe. During an evening White House news conference this week, U.S. President Joe Biden called Israel's military response in Gaza over the top as he talked about efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The comment prompted the White House to quickly reiterate unwavering U.S. support for Israel and U.S. desire to see Hamas defeated. But the Middle East Institute senior fellow Nimrod Gorin told VOA's Global Crisis program, the comment is another example of how a growing rift between the longtime allies is becoming more public.
The U.S. was granting Israel immense support from day one after the Hamas terror attack on October 7th, and that was really appreciated and very important for Israel. But currently it seems like there is some conflicting interest between how Netanyahu is taking things forward and how the American administration wants to see them advance, and American leadership, whether it's Biden or Blinken that is visiting the area quite often already also now, are transmitting that more vocally, more publicly, in a way that the Israeli public understands that this rift actually exists.
This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz was in Washington this week for talks with U.S. President Joe Biden and used the visit to lobby the president and U.S. lawmakers to approve additional military aid for Ukraine's war against Russia, aid that is bogged down by politics in the U.S. Congress. As he met with Biden at the White House Friday, Scholz told Biden he's hopeful lawmakers will approve the aid and because U.S. support will make a difference for Ukraine.
And hopefully Congress will, the House will follow you and make a decision on giving the necessary support, because without the support of the United States and without the support of the European states, Ukraine will have not a chance to defend its own country.
Scholz told reporters later he'd been encouraged by the U.S. Senate's move to Thursday to advance a $95.3 billion bill, which includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, after Republicans blocked compromise legislation that had been included reforms to immigration policy. As the world's third largest democracy prepares for national elections Wednesday, women and minority candidates in Indonesia face questions about whether voters will accept them. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Women hold about 21% of seats in parliament, despite a quota system that calls for 30% of candidates to be women. Christians make up 14% of parliament, even though they're only around 9% of the population, but face constant questions about their faith and sometimes the threat of blasphemy charges. A new party is nominating candidates from groups that are hardly represented at all, such as people with disabilities and domestic workers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A magnitude 5.7 earthquake has struck the world's largest active volcano, but the earthquake Friday that struck Mauna Loa on the Big Island of Hawaii knocked items off shelves in nearby towns, but no major damage was reported and no tsunami was expected. Officials in the southwestern U.S. state of Florida report two people are dead after a small charter jet attempted an emergency landing on a highway. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were five people on board the Bombardier Challenger 600 jet when it tried to land on Interstate 75 in Florida's Collier County near the start of Alligator Alley.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Brianna Walker and her friend were driving when she started recording video of the fiery crash. The wing of the charter jet hit the car in front of them and then slammed into a wall. Walker says the car was pulverized, saying they were just seconds away from death. Aviation records show the plane had taken off from Ohio and was supposed to land in Naples, Florida, around the time of the crash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.